Hello.
We're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with answers from everyone who answers the survey. What is your zip code?
48234.
Okay, just to confirm, 4234.
48234.
48234, okay. Just a second. What is the year of your birth?
1967.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, or did not vote?
Yes, I voted, and I voted Democrat.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, Afro-American.
Okay, just a second. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and the U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50? Would you probably not vote? Or would you definitely not vote?
Definitely vote.
How do you plan on voting on the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before election day? Voting in person on election day? Voting by mail? Or
absentee vote?
Allow me to read the list once again. Voting in person early before election day? Voting in person on election day? Voting by mail, other.
Voting by mail.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10. Well, once again, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of them, of the people, and or groups, please indicate so. Now, allow me to read them. J.D. Benz. Could you repeat that? Yes. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10. Now, J.D. Benz.
One. I never heard him.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Gretchen Whitmer.
10.
Tim Walz.
10.
Mark Kelly.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Mark Kelly. Yes.
One.
Joe Biden.
10.
Donald Trump.
10.
Barack Obama.
10.
Josh Shapiro.
10.
Let's move on to the next one. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Now, you can stop me anytime if you want to select one of them. Allow me to read. Criminal justice and police reform. Affordable quality housing. Abortion. Climate change and the environment. Protecting and expanding voting rights. Affordable quality healthcare. Access to quality education. Rising cost of living. Public safety, including gun violence. Immigration. Better transportation systems. Access to good jobs. Reducing racism and discrimination. None of the above.
I heard of all that.
Okay, remember? You can select the top three issues most important to you. I'm more than glad to read them again if you need it.
You don't have to read it again. It's police reform. I remember that. Abortion. And there's one more. I can't remember. Was it one for Black Lives Matter or
I'm more than glad to read them, the rest of them. Do you want me to?
Okay.
I'm not going to read the ones that you selected already. Now, affordable quality housing, climate change and environment, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality healthcare, access to quality education, rising cost of living, public safety, including gun violence, immigration, better transportation systems, access to good jobs, reducing racism and discrimination.
Affordable housing and health care. That's why we broke up. But the other part of that is I can't speak for her. I mean to say that. I was in my transformation.
I was transforming. And I was making a lot of changes then.
So, did you say healthcare?
Yeah, affordable healthcare and affordable housing. And the other two you said I had, you're not going to mention them.
You already took three of them with the last one that you called. Okay. Now, let's move on to the next one. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, a third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
More Kamala Harris.
Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, will that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
Vote much. Vote more likely to vote. I think it was the first one.
Okay. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much favorable.
Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Could you repeat that again?
More than glad. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interests of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
More like.
Okay, the options are available.
More likely.
Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Did you say some?
Yes.
Okay. For each of the following trips, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Somewhat describe her, only describes a bit, or Lily does not describe her. Allow me to read them. Governs with an iron fist.
More or less. I think it was the first one.
Allow me to read them again. Really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, or really does not describe.
Some likely.
Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
More likely. It was more likely. I think it was the first one.
Remember, you can choose from really describes, someone describes a bit, or really does not describe.
Some like describe.
No, the next one is thought on crime.
It's not a crime. Some like me.
Is someone young girls can look up to?
Kamala here.
Yes, we're talking of Vice President Harris. Now, is someone younger can look up to?
Yes.
Represents the AAPI community.
Yes.
Fights for all of us.
Issue with Raz's salary pack or veneers in the performance.
The question is to ask them, the question you asking me is, who fights for us? The Democrat?
Allow me to read again the main question. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. And once again, you can choose from somewhat describe her, only describe a bit, or really does not describe her. Okay, once again, fights for all of us.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, but remember, you can choose like really describes, somewhat describes a bit, or really does not describe, because we're talking about Vice President Harris. So I need you to tell me now.
Somewhat describe.
Okay. It's prepared to be president.
Very, very much.
Okay. It's a strong black woman.
Kamala here.
Okay, remember, you need to select one of the available options, which are really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, or really does not describe.
Really describe.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference. Now, allow me to read them. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
Very likely.
Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policy in an agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers.
Very much.
Kamala started a program called Back on Tracks as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
very much.
Okay. Kamala is jokingly referred to as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives.
How many more questions I gotta go? Because I was in the middle of doing something already, taking care of something. And then this
we're almost there. Yeah, we're almost
very
there.
Much.
Okay.
Okay, very much.
I'll be reading as fast as I can from now on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member Alpha Kappa, Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their missions of uplifting black communities.
Very likely.
Kamala forget her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention and to provide legal protections for these victims.
Agree.
Let's move on to the next one. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, when 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
10.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump? Democrat Kamala Harris? Democratic candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Is that more of vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Vote more for Kamala Harris.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot, some, little, or not at all?
By a lot.
Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot, some, little, or not at all?
By a lot.
Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to 3 and allow me to read all of them. You can stop me anytime if you want to choose any of these. TikTok, local radio, Fox News, Instagram, national newspapers, family and friends, Twitter, CNN, local newspapers. Network News has... Excuse me?
I'll say CNN.
Okay. Now, I was telling you, local newspapers, Network News has ABC, CBS, NBC. Facebook, local TV news, Snapchat.
Facebook.
Okay.
I'll say Facebook.
Okay. Snapchat... MSNBC, other.
Other.
Excuse me?
Other.
Okay. Let's move on. We're almost done. Now, are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential elections come up recently in these group chats? Allow me to read. Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often at all. I do not use group chats.
A little bit often.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Did you consider yourself as a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
GED.
Which one, excuse me?
GED, high school diploma.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 13,000.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Your opinion is very important.
Thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.